This is Average Joe's Podcast, delivered by the Topper Taxi. The only way to get home when you're smash-faced.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Average Joe's Podcast.
We can play dodgeball.
The official podcast of the NCDA.
You want to know what's that? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
From previewing games to talking about the issues, we've got you covered.
Like with those freaks over there in Loser Town, huh?
Now for the stars of our show. Here's your hosts, Zach Newton and Alex Heichelbeck.
This is Alex Heichelbeck.
I hate Josh Raymer.
Yes, he does. This is Average Joe's Podcast. What are you in, 3.0 now?
3.0.
3.0.
Alex got a netbook for Christmas, and we are officially Korean kid proof.
Yep, no more of that going down.
I mean, I have a Mac, so there's not a Southeast Asian bastard that can touch me.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much more American than an apple.
And you got, what was it,
unless
for Christmas?
You put that apple in a pie. And then put your wiener in it.
So, for Christmas, I got a netbook. Zach, I believe, got a car stereo.
You got a car stereo.
And a promise ring
a
from
bunch
Josh
of
Raymer's mom.
A promise ring. Well, yeah. Broke a lot more than the promise.
Oh, man. We're not even 45 seconds into the first podcast of the new year, and sodomy's already been brought up.
Raymer's mother's a hussy.
Okay. Moving on. We've got a lot to go over today. We've obviously got our season preview.
Yeah.
A nice talk with everyone's favorite intermittent guest, Felix the Pep Peroni.
My friend Max, who was really bored, going to join us for the talk about the Super Bowl.
He'll be there when we discuss the Super Bowl. We have an interview today with the captain of DePaul.
Jack Young, also
Jack
known
Young,
as the Jack Attack.
Jack Attack. That should be fun.
Innovator
knows
of something called the Awesome.
Yeah.
And that his? Is that his? Yeah, that's his.
So we'll get to talk to them, see what they think about Nationals, find out why Nationals are not at DePaul this year, and I kind of want to ask him how Lost finishes.
Yeah, apparently he's on that list of people that knows, which includes Matthew Fox
and Barack Obama. oh, good times! And then I guess from there we'll just kind of make it up as we go.
Yeah, I mean I don't feel like there's any sort of pre-planning that goes.
Well, there's basketball on TV, so I'll probably be doing a lot of talking.
Well,
today.
That just ended. Notre Dame smashed Cincinnati.
Okay, well, now that's over.
Luke Herangode, a grown man.
All right, anything else for your eye for now?
Raymer has a this is the Average Joe's Podcast.
And now your game time preview.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Brian Johnson from AC/DC. We're going to do a little Super Bowl preview for you. Are you ready? Are you? Max, take it away.
I don't have anything to say.
Just introduce yourself. After Brian.
This is my first time here. I'm Max McCubbin.
Brian gave you that stellar intro. You really dropped the ball.
And to think we had to fly him all the way down here just to do that intro.
Yeah, he came up from Australia. Just to drop your name in this podcast, and you blew it.
Yeah,
you're like
that's
Felix
why, that's
with the
why
top
I'm
of
here.
Taxi slogan.
I'm taking over for Raymer. I hear he's kind of a piece of trash.
Okay. Well, you know, if you just jump right in like that, yeah, you're fine. Felix, how you doing? Everybody knows Felix.
I'm doing great.
And of course, we got, you know, idiot in the rabbit shirt today.
Yeah, and I'm still here, but for this section of the show, we're going to be discussing the Super Bowl, which means that I will have next to nothing to say.
And you're not going to get to hear Raymer talk, because everybody knows what team he wants to win, and that's why we're not going to let him talk. because I'm just going to get this out right now. If you're a Colts fan, I'm glad that you hate America. And that you love natural disasters.
Oh.
And I'm sure
that's a little harsh.
No, I'm sure that you bastards are the one that picked the hurricane in that, like, the earthquake, rather, in that recent fight down in Haiti.
Oh.
Pierre Garçon, wide receiver, is from Haiti.
You know what?
So there you go.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, that's an isolated incident. Either way. You know, I'm sure.
Pierre Garçon is not like natural disaster.
Yeah, but that's one guy. Peyton Manning? You know what? I saw Peyton Manning in the Las Vegas sports book, taking the tornado versus the Kansas trailer park. All right, these are the kinds of sick bastards we're dealing with. I'm picking the Saints by 40.
Oh my gosh! And what's the over under on
six for the Colts?
And who is it? The over under on who the MVP is going to thank first?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's not going to thank anybody. Unless it's Reggie Bush, at which point he's going to thank Ray J for motivating him to start giving it to Kim Kardashian and get back in shape. Speaking of, the over-under on her being on CBS is 2.5 times.
What, Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, during the broadcast. I'm going to go with over. I think she's going to make quite a few appearances as Reggie Bush and delivers the ball into the end zone.
Now, the one on there that doesn't make any sense.
He delivers his baby sauce to Kim Kardashian on a pretty much nightly basis. Now,
the one on there that doesn't make any sense to me, it says how many times they're going to show Bourbon Street during the broadcast. What does it say, 2?
Way over.
How? Yeah, I mean, that's not over. Even close. Like, they'll be there every 30 seconds.
Hey, what's the over-under on somebody showing their to that camera on Bourbon Street?
That.
Because you know
what would I give it? Well, see, the problem is now, ever since the Janet Jackson Nipplegate, there's a delay now. So
that's why they have to get really old guys to do the halftime show. Because they don't want a Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe.
There's a bet on that, too. What's the over-under on Pete Townsend smashing a guitar? Max, you want it or you don't want it?
It's not going to happen.
I'm taking it. I feel like Pete Townsend...
They're not going to let them cut loose at all.
Pete Townsend invented the guitar smash, and Pete Townsend doesn't give a CBS damn about care. CBS. Pete Townsend's British. You know what they have in Britain? BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Me, and BBC U. Okay, he doesn't give a damn about CBS. He will smash that guitar... It's not even going to matter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
BBC so, what?
So, Zach has obviously already picked, what'd you say, Saints by 40?
Nah, I'm going to say the Saints, but I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I'd say the Saints by a touchdown, maybe 10.
Max, what are you going for?
I'll take the Colts, because I'm in the house of Raymer, and I'm kind.
And the bobblehead over there is eyeballing.
I respect my host.
Nobody likes a kiss ass.
I'm going to have to agree with Zach. I'm going to go with the Saints, but because I don't understand how football scoring goes, I'm just going to say they're going to win by an undisclosed amount of points.
That's fair.
I'm going to go with the Colts, too.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
By 13.
Why?
They're a better team.
Oh.
Peyton Manning will be the key, of course, because he's all
really?
That team has.
Really? Is that really?
All that team has.
I gotta say though.
Yeah, I'll say that. If Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl, it'll be Peyton Manning and not the Colts that win the Super Bowl.
See, and this is what makes me upset. I kind of wish the Vikings would have made it because I would have liked to have seen. Because I don't know much about sports, obviously.
Hey, you're an idiot.
But I know how great it would have been to have watched Peyton Manning and Brett Favre. intentional, by the way. I saw him in that Best Buy commercial, so I know how to say his name now.
I don't really feel like that would have been that great, though.
But, no, see, but like it's kind of like... I got a sports reference for you.
Oh, God.
When Hulk Hogan fought Andre the Giant... and everyone was like, who's going to win this? Hulk Hogan pulled it out, and you know what happened like 48 hours later? Andre the Giant died. So that would be true. Like if the Vikings would have beat the Saints, which I think the Saints won off a coin toss. Just saying. I think that's ridiculous. If they would have won and this goes in, like it goes into this game, the losing team, like if the Colts lost, Peyton Manning would be dead. Yeah. And if the Vikings lost, they would have finally stopped pumping Brett Favre full of embalming fluid and he would have just like drizzled down into the little puddle of murk that he should have been 15 years ago.
Where has this analysis been for the first like 7 episodes?
I've been waiting the whole time for the one sports reference I can
That's
make.
That's gold. Now, so, I would have hated it if Brett Favre had made the Super Bowl because that old bastard's all they would have talked about.
Is he coming back next year?
No.
What's amazing is I have Tecmo Super Bowl on the NES, and, yes. he is on that game. On the Atlantic.
That really puts it in perspective, right? That,
a game that I was still playing while, like, I guess, learning, you know, multi-sided shapes, and he was doing the same thing then that he's doing right now.
For his third team.
Fourth, actually. Falcons, Packers. Jets.
Oh, I forgot that stem at the New York Jumps.
I don't know what this means, but I was watching SportsCenter the other day and I saw one of the titles said Favre from over and just had a picture of his face. I don't know what they were talking about, but I took that to mean that he'll be playing for another. He's coming up on half a century. Isn't he?
I mean, he's probably going to be. Let's go ahead and fake. He's going to wind up being like the Methuselah of football.
No, you know what I'm going to see? You remember in Gladiator when like. You know, he's doing his thing, fighting, and they bring back the only undefeated guy or whatever to fight him. This wouldn't be exactly like that, but I think they should put some football pads on John Madden and have him come down and beat Brett Favre. Like the only person
Madden never actually played football.
I don't think he did, but it's the closest thing I can come to it.
He was in Little Giants. That's all that matters.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was in that.
Or dig up, like, is Johnny Unitas dead?
I don't know.
Yes,
dig him up and like animate, reanimate his corpse the same way they got Brett Favre.
We
have
the technology. Yeah, man. If we can keep Brett Favre in the league. Then, yeah.
Oh,
what are
we
capable of?
Or like, you know, just like cut his skin off and put it on Michael Vick. That
Such
way Michael
strong
Vick
hate for Brett Favre. Am I the only one who likes Brett Favre?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, Kurt Warner's gone now.
That's sad.
I just know I saw him doing Wrangler Jean commercials. I was like, oh, he's finally retired. And I turn on the TV and he's playing. I'm like, wait.
I think it's a great thing for the NFL.
I mean, I love Brett Favre. I love Brett Favre before he started all this work.
See, I'm in the same boat. I think I liked him, but I feel like now he's just something for the geriatrics to look up to, and that's not right.
Yeah, he's encouraging nursing home residents to start playing touch football in the backyard.
The last thing we need is another reason for old people to continue living. That sounded real. Hey, you made a Haiti reference. I'm in the clear.
I'm picking the people of Haiti. All right, I feel like they're going to overcome. But it's people like Raymer that have their earthquake T-shirts, you know, hanging in the closet.
So everyone else has done their prediction. Raymer, what do you think? What's the spread? How much are the Colts going to win by? 10. All right. So we've got everyone's suggestions.
Not that anybody cares about Raymer anyway.
Yeah, but I assume that when we do the next podcast, there will be trash talk going one way or another. If the Saints win, it'll be audible. If the Colts win, you'll just kind of hear this twinge of anger in Zach's voice.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty bitter, embattled individual.
I can't imagine you bitter and angry, too, though.
Just hope the Saints win. Pray for a Saints win, average Joe's peeps.
All right. Well, I feel like this has been a good way to get us started. So,
Max, I'm glad you got involved.
Yeah, this is great. It feels like a family now.
Yeah.
What does that make me? Your bastard child?
Yep.
Glad you know your role.
All right. Well, we still got the phone interview, the preview, and the issues section. So, keep on trucking.
Keep on keeping on. This is the Average Joe's podcast.
Do it! Roll!
Hey everybody, it's your favorite podcast host, Zach Newton.
And Felix Peroni.
And we've got something very serious that we want to discuss with you guys today.
Zombies have taken over the Midwest.
And are rapidly descending on wherever it is that you live. So, my advice to you is to go to your local big box retailer, stock up on food and ammo, and don't leave your basement. The only thing you need are a pair of headphones so you can play the Average Joe's podcast over and over so you feel like you're not alone in the pit you're going to die in.
And remember, crowbars do not run out of ammo.
And above all, double tap.
And now you know enough. What? Oh God, there's something at the door! You're coming in! You're coming in! And we're back. This is Alex Heichelbeck.
And Felix Peroni.
And I have three things to tell you guys before Raymer murders me.
One.
I told the guy I was Raymer's ex-girlfriend last night.
Two.
You're my friends, and I love all of you like brothers.
Three.
Raymer's ex-girlfriend digs.
And just for those of you at home, that intro is the first one ever that has received the Josh Raymer nod of approval. So
by
I guess
Josh Raymer's nod of approval, we mean first one Raymer didn't delete. That was that was take four.
What most people don't realize, and I wish we kept the mic rolling more, we probably have four not keepers for every one keeper.
And typically they're either about one of three things. Raymer's girlfriend, Allie, who's a sweetheart
who
we love.
She is lovely.
And occasionally say terrible things about in private. I totally bone whatever I'm trying to say, because it either makes me laugh, or I just forget what I'm doing.
And it sounds kind of like, hey, I'm never gonna, nope, start over.
Yeah, that's really, it's like, I call my own stop takes. I'm just
he's
like,
the only
I got
one
something
on
really good, and I'm going, we're gonna do it again.
He's the only one on staff.
And I take my glasses off and facepalm.
So, we're gonna be tacking on to last episode's, season preview, and if you haven't heard it, then you should get caught up, because you're about, what is this, episode 10?
Yeah, this is like Lost. Yeah, you're not going to understand what the hell's going on.
This is episode 12. So yeah, you're like 11 episodes behind, so you got some catching up to do.
We're more prolific than Star Wars now. Jesus.
And better written, too, believe it or not.
Yeah, those new movies. The new movies, which are the old movies. George Lucas is a fag.
Did you see the South Park where he raped the stormtrooper? It's neither here nor there.
He raped Indiana Jones, too.
They're raping him! Anyway. So we're going to be tacking on to last episode's season preview. We had to talk about the cup. What was it?
The Michigan Dodgeball Cup.
This just in, Grand Valley wins.
Grand Valley.
Okay, well, we're done covering that, so we can move on to the only other big news in college dodgeball. The biggest news since its inception, I believe.
Raymer got laid?
Hey!
There it is.
Western Kentucky University hosting, and this just bugged me, the Facebook, the first annual, which isn't possible. It's called inaugural.
Stupid bastard.
Okay, the way I look at it, college dodgeball is about fun, and I don't give
fun
up.
Fun and correct grammar are not mutually exclusive.
So anyways, the first annual Western Kentucky University Dodge for Kids' Sake, which, isn't that what we called it?
No.
I just made that up. That's what we'll call it next time. But it's going to be a charity tournament to benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital. It's nice that, you know, everyone's going to be having fun, but at the same time, we're looking at a good cause.
Yeah, it's frighteningly noble for the group of people yeah, that's putting it on.
You wouldn't, of all the, of, like, I would have thought Schluterball would have got to this before us, and that is a lame sport there.
Raymer hates God, and now he's going to fight cancer and kids? This is astounding.
I want to see him with a cape on, but that's just me. So, and you know, I say that it's Western's thing, but to be honest, this lovely little thing, this baby belongs to one person. This is the baby of the one and only Felix the Pep Peroni. So, just give us the quick how you got this started and just kind of real quick what you've done so far for getting it organized.
Well, late at night while watching Comedy Central programs, I noticed St. Jude's Children's Hospital commercials, and they never turn away a child due to the family's inability to pay. And I feel like that's such a great cause because there's no reason that a child should die in the dawn of life due to some sickness. And I feel like I need to do something to help this. Because if all these kids are dying, who's going to play dodgeball? It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's really heartwarming, well, and, Felix.
You know, this is one of the things where people will attend and it's going to go, you know, I don't think a lot of people are going to know, but I mean, you've been working on this for how long now?
Like 6 months, and I'm ready for it to be over.
And, I mean, you know, and he's done this almost exclusively by himself. I mean, I know Jazzy's helped out. We've had a lot of help getting other teams in here. But, I mean, you know, Felix really put this together. So I think everyone, Felix deserves a short round of applause.
Thank you.
What is that? Did you just golf clap?
He just Max is kind of a douchebag. Wow. Everybody. I don't know.
Everyone else gives a legitimate hearty. You know what? Now you have to clap by yourself.
Clap.
Okay, we're good now. So, massive props to you. So, give us just the quick rundown. Who's going to be there? What's going to be going down? And, of course, who? Where's the money coming from? Because dodgeball in and of itself isn't going to help St. Jude's. So,
well, we got Kent State coming down, Bowling Green State, Ohio State, Miami and Louisville will be combining teams.
Into Miami of Louisville. Or yeah. Miami, whichever Miami. One you like.
Moon's over Miami. I want to go to Denny's. So do I.
University of Kentucky, us, of course, and our friends down at Northwestern State University in Louisiana.
And I got to say, Northwestern State University, we talked about them last time when we were talking about new teams. Their school has really done a whole lot for them, getting them all the way up here.
It's an 11-hour drive. They are renting vans, two church vans, and they hired two people to drive their team up here for this tournament. It's an 11-hour drive, and it's just a great thing.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to them. I believe the first game is going to be Western versus them. So.
Popping their cherry.
Oh, yes, we shall. You don't.
And by popping their cherry.
I leaned over and looked at Zach and was like, here we go.
I mean, if you want to talk, you know, if you want to call shoving a red rubber ball up the Northwestern State Collective asshole.
What's their
popping
mascot?
Popping their cherry.
The Purple Demons or something like that.
That joke almost writes itself.
You're a compendium.
Some devil demon. I don't know what it is.
Max is a compendium of sports knowledge. We actually brought Max in to cover up Alex's homosexuality.
Hey, there it is.
And by that, I mean, it's like a sports knowledge. Because let's go ahead and generalize that gays don't know about sports. That's not true. I love gay people. Not like that.
All right.
Yeah. I got bit by a spider.
I knew that was good. Wow. Okay, so we've gone through the list of teams.
Okay, there it is.
That's disgusting. That's where the hole was in your leg.
Yeah,
right?
That's a necrotic scar.
Ooh.
You don't like those. And then, this leg's like rough. I flipped like a mini bike and burned my leg right
now. Oh my God. All right, but anyways.
Yeah.
Arizona's in trouble. Raymer has a tiny penis. All right, carry on, Felix.
Money for the tournament. PNC Bank, which just bought out National City Bank, which sponsored the national tournament last year, they will be donating $500 to the charity. They were originally going to do the headshot challenge, which I discussed on the forum, $25 per headshot, but then they're like, hold on, we're promoting violence, and they're like, I don't want to do that.
That's not violence, but, that's America.
But we can't, but I mean, think about it, what if we only had like six headshots? Now we're guaranteed a lump sum of $500. Exactly. So.
But I was talking to Kyle Fitzgerald, Fitzpatrick, I'm sorry, Kyle.
Kyle. You're very Irish, Kyle.
But yeah, I was talking to him on the forum, and he suggested a headshot fee, or tax, a headshot tax. So, say me and Raymer are playing against each other, and he nails me square in the noggin.
That's impossible, because A, Raymer sucks at dodgeball, and B, if anything is getting hit, it's that huge dome.
I was saying, Raymer's going to go bankrupt if that's how this is going.
Raymer's head is like the new stadium the Cowboys play in. The world's largest dome.
Okay, in fantasy dodgeball, when Raymer hits me in the face, I pay $2 to the charity. I think this is a good idea, just to make the game more interactive and fun.
And then there's going to be a lot of stuff there at the actual event for anyone that's coming by to watch to make a donation. We're selling t-shirts, and then just have, if anyone just feels like making a cash donation.
We'll have members from the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity on Western's campus going around the audience and collecting money. We're going to be selling t-shirts that says Helping Dodge Cancer. It's a pretty cool shirt.
They are pretty sweet, actually.
Allie, Mrs. Raymer, designed these.
Don't jinx it. Because God knows we're all hoping for it, otherwise he's going to die alone.
We've covered this in a previous podcast.
Pepsi also donated drinks for the athletes.
They're sitting in Raymer's basement, and I'm real thirsty.
He came in and wanted to know if Raymer had stocked up for the... What was it? 5 inches of snow we had?
Yeah, the blizzard of 2010. I was like, were you worried about suffering from dehydration?
We've got an entire corner of this basement just filled with Sobe Life Water.
I haven't even had Sobe Life Water. I hope it's good.
Oh, it's delicious. I'm plugging their drink since they donated.
Yeah, thanks, Pepsi. Keep Mountain Dew Throwback as long as possible. Donate some of those to the podcast. Stat.
Also, Amp Energy Drink will have a booth there giving out samples of their new flavor. I'm not sure what the flavor is.
It's sugar-free, I saw.
It is sugar-free. Yeah.
Like sugar Amp Lightning?
Sugar-free Lightning.
Yeah, there we go.
It's electrifying.
Grease Lightning. All right, so we've got that going down, and I think this is just another good example that, you know, college... It's still going?
I was giving you background music.
Oh, I didn't really need it, but thank you. Good proof that college dodgeball isn't just a bunch of grown men out throwing rubber balls with no purpose. We can, we can contribute in a positive way. So
we're not all heartless bastards like Josh Raymer.
Oh, and I'd like to announce that in 2011, Western Kentucky University would like to place their bid to host the national tournament.
Oh, this early.
Suck on that, America. We can't win a basketball game, but by God, we can drop a bid on you a year and a half early.
It's like the Olympics, only better.
Oh. Yeah, really. Like, first they all take equestrian games, now dodgeball nationals. Kentucky's just on everybody. 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 Speaking of everybody, Lil Wayne's new rock album, Rebirth, should have been aborted. You heard that here first.
And once again, that comment has received the Josh Raymer nod of approval.
I'm 2 for 2. 1,000.
Yeah, it has kind of been one of those years. So, I'm going to be excited at this tournament. It'd be great. I mean, I'd realize it's on Valentine's Day, which...
No, it's on February 13th, the day before Valentine's
Nobody cares. We're all playing... Like, this is a group of people that plays dodgeball. It's not like any of us are popular with the opposite sex anyway.
I was more talking about, like, people showing up. But yeah, now that you mention it, it is the 14th.
Dodgeball is a great date event.
13th.
Anyway, no, even if it was on Valentine's Day, let's face facts. Human suffering makes for great date material.
At least we're not as pathetic as those
when
guys.
When you go on a date and you take a girl to the movies, what kind of movie do you see? A scary movie and lots of people die in it. You know, like, because she
But that's
scared.
Just so you can... That's so she curls up on you.
Yeah, right? But have you ever seen, like, Zach Byrne hit somebody in the head with an 85-mile-an-hour kickball and they just go limp? Because yeah. I have, and that makes me want to curl up to somebody sane. I'm 6'2", 235 pounds, and I'm just like, oh, God!
Yeah, come to think of it, that you got it going on.
I don't want to see what that looks like. Like, I want to, like, that. What was that show where they slow everything down?
Time Warp?
Time Warp.
Yeah. I want him to throw one at the camera, and I want to see that coming in slow motion, and then actual speed. And then I want to have him throw one at my face behind like a sheet of like bulletproof glass, so I can see if it feels like it comes at me in slow motion and then almost kills me. But see, the bulletproof glass is there because if I mess up the face, I'm not making any money.
Well, I don't. Someone made a pitch a while ago through the. It was on the NCDA
forum.
That
was me.
Yeah, it was Felix.
To get us on there, and they never really did much of anything.
Well, there are some assholes at the Learning Channel.
Discovery.
Yeah, a bunch of dicks. Anyway.
We all know how Zach feels. So,
hey, speaking of a bunch of dicks, I met Jimmy Heineman one time, and we're all a bunch of guys sitting in Raymer's basement. I tied it back, but I just wanted to say that I met one of the guys from MythBusters in the airport in Louisville. He's a nice guy.
I met Granny Imahara.
That's not that impressive. Yeah. He's A, not that important, and B, came to Western. Like, I just ran into Jamie Heineman in an airport. Like, yeah. I was like, holy balls, it's Jamie Heineman. Jamie Heineman! And I ran up to him and shook his hand. He was like, hey, you, man. I'm like, yeah, man, what a show. And he signed, like, a napkin, and then I lost it.
Used it to wipe, like, barbecue.
I also have a pass from the Kentucky Derby that's signed by the guy that rode Seattle Slough to a Triple Crown. That's actually important and going to make me a lot of money on eBay someday.
Do we have anything
after
else to go over? We good? Cover the charity tournament. It's going to be great. Everyone,
I'm putting in my bid to announce nationals this year. Max here doesn't have anything better to do, so he might come along too as the color analyst. You love it. And you get to go to Bowling Green, Ohio.
I accept, whatever.
Okay, so you have a 2-man team. You got me and Dry Bones over here as the commentary team for nationals. Clan. Jack Attack is a fan. As you heard earlier, I'm forcing Raymer to edit the podcast in a certain way now.
now that we have to put the phone call before this section.
Yeah, the phone call now had to happen.
This
earlier.
Is the problem.
And if it doesn't, what you're hearing now doesn't make any sense at all.
This is the problem with filming this thing out of orders.
Lost is Hurley's dream.
That's all we got.
Average Joe's podcast.
Is that what you finished it with? Was Lost is Hurley's dream? Or are we still going right now? That's embarrassing.
Why are we still going? That's Average Joe's podcast. That means you click the stop button.
Now it's time to reach out to our listeners.
Line up, Leonard!
Alex Hockenbeck?
Hello?
It's Jack Attack!
Hey, what up, guys?
Not much. How are you doing, Jack Young, captain of DePaul's dodgeball team?
I'm doing spectacularly. How are you?
We're doing spectacularly as well.
We're watching all college.
Now, let me get this straight. Say, Alex, say hi.
I'm Alex. Hello.
Okay, and then Zach, say hi.
Alex is a jackass.
Yeah, see, that's kind of his thing that he does there. I'm sure, have you listened to the podcast before?
Oh, yeah, many, many times, yeah.
Okay, well, then all you need to know is if you hear anything that sounds like an insult
or
is just said really loud or has anything to do with...
I had that figured out a long time ago.
Okay, yeah.
Young here knows what the score is.
Okay, all right. So he knows that my only job is to try to keep things sane and explain dodgeball while Zach covers everything else.
Exactly, like Tom Brady.
Oh. Let's not. No, please, no. Not yet. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Young.
But since we've mentioned Tom Brady, we want to ask you about your Super Bowl predictions.
Not trying to tread any toes here, since I know you folks are probably leaning toward the Indianapolis Colts, but I think the Saints have a good shot this weekend.
That's kind of what I'm hoping.
So you're pulling for a good game, is what you're pulling for.
Yeah, well, I'm always pulling for a good game, but I think the city of New Orleans really deserves the Saints to win. It's been really nice seeing the Saints get this far, just for that city, you know, what was going on there and what's happened and whatnot. But you know, it's one of those things that that fan base deserves it, I guess.
You're cheering for America is what you're saying.
I'm cheering for America, exactly.
You're not one of those guys that's pulling for natural disasters. That's what's important.
Dude, I'm not a communist. I'm not a communist.
That's good.
Okay.
He's not a communist. We've established one thing thus far in this interview. That's you like individual property ownership.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on. The next thing we want to ask about, obviously DePaul has quite a reputation in the league, whereas Grand Valley has the reputation of being, you know, the be-all, end-all of college dodgeball teams.
They have a reputation of everyone, pretty much.
Can we say that?
He just used the words.
Okay. We can make that work. We'll bleep it.
We can bleep it.
We do have young listeners, I think. Maybe not, but
no.
we try to keep it PG-13.
We don't have listeners, so no. I mean, I don't know why we censored it, to be honest with you.
DePaul is a very different team. How would you describe your team?
I'll probably be the one to give you the most elaborate explanation, but actually,
in 10 words or less, how would you describe your team?
10 words or less? 10 words
sure,
or less.
Sure, sure.
And this won't be a sentence. So fun, exciting, unpredictable, and I suppose amorphous.
Amorphous. I like that.
That's only 8.
No, that's 4 words.
If you count, and I suppose. You said, and I suppose.
Oh, okay.
And those count.
Oh, hey, there we go. Now, if we're getting serious, I suppose you're right about it.
Well, and I was told, and I'm not even sure what this means, so this will require an explanation. I was told to ask, what is Baby Shark? Saying that Baby Shark has something to do with your team?
You know, some people have asked me that on our own team and have said, where the hell did this come from? And it's kind of a funny story. We have friends that play that formerly were known as the University of Illinois Chicago's dodgeball team. They started playing dodgeball after most of them had graduated at a nearby roller hockey rink down in the south side, or I guess it's technically the near west side, but it's the south side to us up here in north side of Chicago. So we're down there, I think it was like 20 of our members my sophomore year, so that would have been 2 years ago and some change, and we're cheering. We had 2 teams because it was 10-man teams. We had 20 people. And the other 10 people that were not playing were cheering on our other half at one point. And for some reason, the team had decided to name themselves Shark Week for some reason. And dude, I can't really remember where it came from. But Baby Shark was started, that chant was started by one of our old members, and who's no longer with the club, but he started it. His name is Luke Coleman, and he sort of started that trend, and ever since it's been, you know, it's been our thing. So,
well, I'm sure we'll get to hear.
Because it's what we're known for.
Is it like that little song that they teach you at like church camp?
Yeah, it is, and that's the ironic part.
That's the ironic part.
That's the ironic part about it.
Oh, well, I know that like on the website, I think that just calling you all the court jesters that works out because then you get that whole pun thing going. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, no, it is. It is funny. It goes beyond the face value of it.
Well, and it's nice to see a team that can still, you know, be good at the sport and enjoy themselves to the level that you all obviously enjoy yourselves. And one of the other things that I want to ask you about is I know that to a certain extent you don't want college dodgeball to get too, I guess, like overexpanded or overextended. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, in fear of becoming hyperbolic, I'll put it this way. Let me think of a way that I can say this that won't piss anybody off.
We're
don't
fine
worry about
with
it.
That here.
If you've heard the podcast, you know we don't care about that at all. So just
if Tom Brady
it.
Heard
all
right, this podcast,
well, let me
you
put it this way.
So I mean, there's nothing you can say.
There's nothing to be afraid of. All right, well no. let me put it this way. For me and for my club, we tend to look at dodgeball in a very sort of communal way. And the more competitive I see it get, the less I see it meshing with the way that we play here. And not to say, I mean, and we've been in a league for, Jesus, since its inception pretty much. And we've been able to do what we've been able to do the whole time. It just, the more the league grows into a really competitive league, the less I feel like we associate, or not associate, but the less we mesh with it. And I don't think it necessarily has to be the really competitive league it seems to sort of be becoming. But I, with that being said, having talked to people over the last year, like, let's see, Brian Janik and and Spencer Jardine of SVSU. Ben Murphy as well. I was losing his name there for a second, but I was talking to them one time, Ben in particular, about how we're able to do what we do, and hopefully at some point more people will start coming over, and it seems like that. But it seems to me that there's been people who have been able to keep a serious side, but also recognize that, hey, you know, this is meant to be fun. This isn't meant to be, you know, high tension kind of sport, because that's what it can become if you get too serious and too competitive.
So where would you like to see dodgeball 5 years from now? Where would you like to see college dodgeball 5 years from now? Do you think that where we're at right now is good?
I like where we're at right now, but I would love to see it grow nationally. I think if it grew nationally, it would be awesome. But, you know, being organizational, you know, club sports at schools, it's obviously difficult for teams from all around the nation to play each other. You know, it's much more difficult than sanctioned NCAA athletics.
Do you guys?
But, I mean, with that being said, it's doable. You know, it's doable. We have a team down in Louisiana now, I guess. You can ask the Big Giant Head about that. But
we do. We do. We'll be discussing them later in the podcast, so you can listen to that later on.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're going. It's going, and I like where it's headed. I think it's going to take some time to get to the coasts, but we'll see. I'd like to see it get that far.
So, do you guys think that, because you talked about how, you know, you want to keep your approach to dodgeball, which, I mean, I'm looking at the Court Jester's blog, and you know, I hadn't read it before now because I'm just kind of a piece of trash. But it's like you guys play for like kind of like the love of the game. Do you guys think that there's a point where like, even if it keeps growing nationally, like, you guys could become kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of dodgeball, where, you know, even, you know, all these people
are doing
this.
Are we that already?
I mean, I feel like you could be. Like, I feel like you'd have
to want
them
to play it up even more, like someone comes out with a what looks like a bucket of water and it's just confetti and they throw it on one of the referees.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm
we want to turn your team into a disgusting gimmick is what we want to do.
We want to whore you out to the American populace.
Can we now be the whores? Can we be the whores of college dodgeball?
The DePaul dodging whores.
the dodging whores of DePaul. I like it.
There's a future.
I think that could work. I mean, as long as it gets us more,
if you head down, I mean, if you head to downtown Chicago, you could probably pick up a mascot or two. I mean,
now that'd be the far west side. That'd be the far west side.
The west side. Love it.
I like how you're Zach subversively trying to find out where to pick up prostitutes in Chicago.
You know, I mean,
on a more serious note,
Zach, all you need is a car, a condom, and $20.
That is so.
Hell, even I can come up with that.
He's writing all this down. Jeez. Well, on a
Bowling Green, you gotta have like a fucking metal detector.
Well, to bring it back down, I hate to go from being such a jovial moment to kind of a somewhat sadder moment. Me personally, I was very much looking forward to Nationals being at DePaul this year.
Me too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't gotten to see you all play yet. I've seen videos and I've heard everyone talk about it, and it sounds like it was a pleasure. And I figure a group of people with such kind of a different view, or I won't say different, but such kind of a unique view of college dodgeball hosting Nationals could have been interesting. So do you just want to tell us real quick what happened there? How did it fall through the way it did?
Yeah, sure. I was somewhat specific about it on a post on the board a while back, but to come from the whore's mouth, if you will, essentially the way it happened is that the concerns I had, and you can confer with the Big Giant Head about this, but the concerns I had at the captain's meeting last year after Nationals ended up being the things that undid our bid to host, which were A, court space, because our rec center is also a community rec center and it's rented out to organizations around Chicago. So it would have been very, very difficult for us to get secured court space in our rec center and enough of that to have good matches and, you know, people watch if they want to come to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Also, we have a very small athletic center where the girls basketball team plays and the volleyball team plays as well. and practices for men's basketball and women's basketball. And varsity athletics pretty much owns that. Yeah. And even if we were to try and have that reserved, they pretty much had free reign. Even if we were to, you know, it was a slim chance, slim to none chance to get it reserved anyway. But if we had, they had free reign to just kick us off whenever they wanted, okay, to, even if it was like 2 days before.
So your reasons were you were looking out for everyone else. You would have hated to have done all that work and then us get down there and it be ruined. Well, that's a noble thing.
I was covering my ass essentially. But I, like, number one, that
I was trying to make
one.
You sound
number
good,
two,
but that's a good way to say it too.
Number two was the fact that if we couldn't have court space on our campus, we would have had to go elsewhere to, like, maybe a high school around the area.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, a big athletic center up, like, a mile or so from our campus north. And at one point, I was just like, you know what, it's pointless to host a hearing, jump through all these hurdles, if we're not even going to have it on our own campus. So when I started to realize essentially that it was a slim to none chance that we were going to have it on our own campus, and I would have had to, you know, jump through a bunch of hurdles to get the money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to have it elsewhere, it was like, okay, look, it's probably not going to work as much as we want it to. So,
well, I mean, it sounds like it was for the better, at least for this year, and I'm already looking forward to seeing you all at Nationals. And I'm sure that Bowling Green State will be able to put on a good show. And the one other question I had for you about Nationals, are there any, do you all have any kind of special tradition or anything planned for Nationals this year? I know you all tend to make
always,
a splash,
you know,
usually.
as of right now, I don't think we have any. Are you referring to, like, our dances and that sort of thing?
Sure. Is there a special dance number you're putting together? Some choreographed little...
We may. I mean, every year something tends to come up. I mean, we're known to be a party animals, if you will, so we'll be having a good time outside of the courts. But
okay, good thing outside, you know, of the court. That's good.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, it's – I don't know. I'm really excited this year to tell you the truth about, you know, just – you know, usually we're not focused on being, like, a really competitive team. We just go and try to have fun. But to tell you the truth, I really think we're bringing the – best DePaul team that DePaul has seen in the last probably 5 years, probably since I was even here. We have what looks to be 7 seniors coming, 5 juniors coming. So, I mean, we've got a lot of guys with a lot of experience, and I'm, you know, I really think that we may finally be able to win our first match.
I would love to be there for that to happen. And best of luck to you. I cannot wait to see you all play and see what kind of shenanigans we get into at Bowling Green
State.
And it should be enjoyable. The one last question I have for you before we let you go is, how is Lost going to end?
Oh.
I think it's Hurley's dream. That's what I think. I think
tough,
it's all Hurley's dream.
Toughie.
I'm not much of a Lost man. My roommate and dodgeball compatriot, Luke, is. But I don't know. I'm the kind of person that would find it really funny if it ended like Sopranos, where it was just totally open-ended, because that's all that
just,
stupid show.
Someone's like, and the secret to Lost is black screen roll credits. I like it. Well,
yeah,
it is,
exactly. If it was like...
I got one more.
If
question.
The island, like, disappeared again or something like that.
All right, one more for you, then we got to cut
you
loose.
So, Jack, you've had what I assume has been probably the best interview of your young career so far with me and Alex here. How would you feel? I'm going to start my campaign effort right now, because the big giant hit was a douche earlier. How would you feel about Zach Newton, the voice of a nation, being the voice of the national tournament in Bowling Green, Ohio?
Just for the record,
I'm
not endorsing this.
Uh-oh. No, okay. I would fully endorse it.
It is game over.
I just
now.
Delivered Raymer a two-handed suck it
and
right there.
I don't think you realize what you've just done.
Two-handed
suck it. Oh yeah, it's happening.
No, you know what? I'm known for going against pretty much everything that Raymer says. Not because I, you know, I love the guy, but
well, Raymer's a piece of trash. I mean, honestly,
you and Zach should get married. That's beautiful.
That's illegal.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. I look forward to seeing you and your boys at Nationals, and we appreciate you talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, guys. I did want to say really quickly that we've shown up to the last two tournaments in pretty generic garb, but this year I think our new duds are going to look pretty sweet. Y'all should look out for that.
Oh, snap. I love a little teaser. I do.
I love it.
It's going to be sick. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's hope you're going to pull something uni watch worthy. That's all I'm going
to say. That would be great. That would be great. You know what? We're going to show up dressed like hookers.
Boom. Done.
The whores are here. It's good to go. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Cool, guys.
It's been a pleasure. Best of luck to you, and keep on dodging, I guess.
Enjoy that trip to the west side tonight, big guy.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, take it easy, guys. Thanks.
Now focusing on a specific dodgeball issue.
You guys suck!
After termination is completed.
And we're back, and it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show. The issue.
Everybody, we just had a crowning moment in the Average Joe studio. Felix Peroni, officially now a part of the podcast team.
And Max taking his old role of sitting and not doing anything.
The occasional contributor.
Doing a damn good job.
Doing a great job.
So this issue section is going to be a little sparse, but that doesn't mean anything in particular because it's still an important topic, but it's also a sad one. And once again, I've said this before. I hate doing this, laying another team to rest. But, you know, sometimes it happens, and there's a good Bible passage, but I don't read the Bible. But it's something about...
Oh, so you're Catholic.
It's something about, like, death begets life or something real, like, fancy like that. Felix, take it away.
Delta College, earlier this week, received heartbreaking news that... They will.
How does?
You're very distracted.
You stop. How does Taps go? I want to hum Taps while he announces it.
Delta College is no more. God, this is distracting as hell. Delta College.
You gotta work through it. Go.
Delta College's dodgeball team has been folded by their administration. They've been cheated.
Race.
No, we're done with that.
Ready. Fire. Ready.
One more. That's one more.
Ready.
All right, 21 guns. We can get that out of the way.
Yeah, there were. You have to dub that over 7 times.
No, because it's 7 shooters, and they do 3, which is 21 total. So
but there was just...
Anyways, moving on. So continue, Felix. I apologize.
Delta College received an email earlier this week from their athletic director and intramural coordinator saying that the Delta College dodgeball team shall be no more and that all activities shall cease to exist because...
What do they do?
They apparently don't have enough interest in the club, and there has been a lack of communication between the captain and the president of the intramural department. Although, on the forum, I can't remember his first name, Geirer? Something from Dodge... I apologize. The head captain from Delta said that he has been in contact with him, and he has no idea. This is a complete surprise to him, and it just seems completely unfair.
You guys want to burn somebody's house down? Because I'm in. Nothing else? Where's Delta at?
Michigan.
Okay. Well, we got to head that way. I mean, Ohio's close to there, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Very close.
All right.
it's only a couple inches apart on this globe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at the... Are these maps not to one? Are these not one to one? Because sometimes I wake up and I feel like I'm actually, you know, that small. So maybe we're just... You know,
what are you talking about?
I have self-esteem issues. Which is really weird if you...
Are you going to cry on the podcast?
No, I'm just saying... It's really weird if you think about how awesome I am that I would have self esteem.
Remember that one time when you got a manicure?
Yeah. Stop it. Dude, you want to see why? Okay, look. That is why.
Oh,
you see that?
That's
anybody
nasty.
Want that? Anybody want that?
His heel is like dark yellow and he's got this big cut. Oh, that's
a blister.
Ew.
And see.
Dude, get like an insole or something.
You can't. There's you should be jealous about it.
Anyways, Delta, bastard. Not around anymore. I said, it's a shame to hear, and there's obviously been some kind of miscommunication, apparently, where if the school is saying there wasn't, you know, any back and forth, and the captain is insisting there was, so it's unfortunate.
They are going to try and start the team up again next year. They can recharter, that's a good word, recharter the club in the fall, so hopefully they will be back.
Best of luck to him, and I mean, this might be another one of those things where it's just going to make all the more reason that they'll succeed later on, kind of like what U of L should have done 6 months ago and still hasn't managed to put together.
Leave it to that poll.
Ben, you're worthless. Put it together. You're the only thing holding us back from the Clash of the Commonwealth.
Stupid bastard.
Yeah. Don't even make me...
Don't make me say it.
Do you have another Pollock joke? Like the ones from last time?
You got a computer.
No, we don't have time. Zach's way down. I remember there being one about a Pollock that couldn't figure out how to start a chainsaw.
Hey, Felix, you know why they don't have ice in Poland?
Why?
They forgot the formula.
That one's for you, Ben Subject. Get it together. You're making us all look bad.
Purple Cobra Mine.
Oh, yeah, and he was talking about having a competing podcast.
You're like a hot pink polka dotted garden snake.
He was going to put a competing podcast together, and he can't even put a competing team together. Hi-yo!
I mean, honestly, you know, if you want to try to get, like, the dribbling semen and have, like, a multimedia assault, that's one thing, but at least our team actually exists.
Has today's podcast been brought to us by?
I think it has. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Semen Sports Report. The only place to get your internet news updates on the dribbling semen, Western's most cleverly named intramural basketball team.
Featuring Zach as...
Well, I'm now just the... I'm starting center now because the 6'5 guy that plays on our team wants to play forward because he feels like his perimeter game is going to be hampered if we put him down low. Even though I'm like, you know, who are you, Dirk Nowitzki? No, you're Longar. Just get down there.
Oh, really? I don't think the mic's picking this up.
Just
this
get down there. Is it picking it up? Am I making noise?
Yes, he doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. So,
no, Raymer.
Okay. All right. So, anyways.
Basket.
Okay. So
you
today's...
white trash treasure. You sit over there in your ratty ass little white t-shirt in front of your computer and act like you run the show. And we all know that without me and Felix, like I said last time, not a damn thing would get done around here.
How am I getting dragged under the bus?
You made your first sports reference in, what, 23 years of being alive today?
It was very impressive.
Yeah, give me that one.
Well, God, you've been saving up for 23 years. If I saved up for something that long, I'd be driving a f***ing Lamborghini instead of Volkswagen Lambo. No, that's not true.
Well, I think that gives us a good point.
If I don't lose that by 23, I'm going to throw myself off the same precipice that Raymer threw himself off. Fortunately, we all know that bastard's a cat and has 9 lives. Well, at least he's down to number 4.
Our issues section has once again just completely failed. We
Tom Brady.
This has been Average Joe's podcast, and I sincerely apologize.
Naturally.
I think I'm about ready for Zach and Alex to send it on home. What do you think, Justin?
Justin Redman, ready in super sight.
Alrighty then.
Well, we've reached the end of another... Can't think of a word to describe it.
Catastrophe. I don't know. Yeah, catastrophe is a good way to thank
but see,
you,
like,
Max.
Catastrophe kind of like I mean, makes it sound like it came out of nowhere. When this started, I kind of sat here and like took a deep breath. And like Max has pointed out that every time you get on a rant, I let it go and then I try to bring it back in. But what happens is I go, and then you just pull it back.
You're like FEMA during Hurricane Katrina.
Oh no.
You're like, you're just trying and you're everything up, but you're trying really hard to do something good, but it's just not enough.
See, like, I just wanted to film a regular outro, and you've already...
Nah, not gonna happen.
Well, before we finish our little sign-out, we gotta... Since our crew has expanded, let's start over here on the far
right. I feel
like
you guys should sing me happy birthday.
I feel like...
Shut up, Zach.
Yep, there we go.
I'm Max McCubbin, and, I'm being dragged into this against my will.
Yep.
He's also going to be in the Nationals to help me announce, too. So yeah. Get ready for that.
And that's Zach Newton,
hey,
the soon-to-be birthday boy.
I go last.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because I'm the headline.
I'm Alex Heigelbeck, the only one here that gives a damn. Other than Raymer.
I'm Felix, and I do give a damn.
Oh, Felix gives a damn as well. And, of course, wait.
I'm Zach Newton, and it's almost my f***ing birthday. This is the Average Joe's Podcast.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's Podcast. Be sure to check out more episodes of Average Joes on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Bye-bye.